This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Chris Hine from the Star Tribune, Timberwolves beat, joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline up against the top of the hour here. Chris, I want your reaction first. We've said ours around the Doncic AD trade. What are your thoughts on this? Who won? Who lost? Is there a winner and a loser? Good morning.
Good morning. Absolutely stunned. Like a lot of people, I saw it live as it was happening on Twitter last night. Thought Sham Sharania might have been hacked, like a lot of people did. Just can't believe that this would happen. I mean, from my vantage point, I don't know how the Lakers aren't the winner of this trade when they get
Thank
a 25-year-old potential MVP in the deal. I don't really care that much about whatever they're saying about his conditioning. I've watched Luka Doncic in this league now, and he is a once-in-a-generation type of player. And so I don't know. I heard what Dallas was saying and what their GM was saying. I still don't buy it. I don't know where this went wrong or that relationship went sour, or what they were exactly thinking or hoping for out of Luka Doncic. But, yeah, 25 years old, could get better, you know, could still get better, could, you know, be 5 years from now, you know, the best player in the league perhaps. So who I don't know what Dallas is thinking, quite frankly.
No, it's my reaction. Why? Yep.
The complaints that we've heard have been that he doesn't come in shape, right? And that, I mean, this is coming from, you know, the upper end of things, but that he doesn't come in shape and he tries to work himself in shape and then he gets hurt because he's not in great shape. And that's sort of the gripe that they've had. And if that's true, then as he gets older, that's going to get worse and worse, I think. But I'm with you. I think he's a heck of a player. I also think that, the trade benefits both teams to some degree. But Chris, I'm curious about this. Rudy. I think Rudy has really stepped up this year. I think he's been pretty impressive to watch. And I think they need to get the ball inside a little bit more frequently than they have, just because he's so dominant inside. And he's had some great dunks of late. People are loving the excitement level that we're seeing out of Rudy. Do you see that as well? Do you feel like he is somebody that still has a lot of growth, even though he's gotten a little bit older?
I think the fit is always an interesting thing on offense with him, and especially as it relates to Anthony Edwards, even though, you know, Ant didn't play last night because of an illness. You know, finding Rudy and the ways in which they utilize him in the course of the offense is an ever-evolving thing, it seems like. You know, they're trying to use him in the middle of the floor a little more now. You see that in recent games where he'll get the ball right around the free throw line, and, you know, he has to make a decision on where the ball's going next, which actually it's been pretty beneficial at times. He's made some good decisions, but then there are other times where, you know, he might make a bad decision. He turns the ball over. Just as when he's inside, sometimes the passes don't quite connect with him. They go off of his hands. And, you know, I think it's a constant work in progress with him, and especially Ant, to keep developing that rapport, developing that trust. And he has that with some other guys on the team, with, you know, with like Mike Conley, and, you know, even guys like Dante DiVincenzo before he got hurt, and Jaden McDaniels. who they actually have a surprisingly good connection sometimes out there. But with Ant, I think it's always a work in progress to have Ant trust Rudy on a night-in, night-out basis.
Chris Hine joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chris, I always find it interesting when coaches get themselves ejected or tossed. I feel partially it is feelings, partially it is tactical. I do feel like this might have been tactical a bit by Chris Finch the other night when he gets tossed and then the team goes on to a win. But I also feel strongly that you can't pull this card so many times. And sitting where they are right now, just outside the Western Conference playoff bubble in seventh place, and considering what they've done over the last 10 games, was this the right time to pull that card? Do we know yet? Can we figure it out? Or do you think that am I making too much of this?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously they lost last night, but I think of all the frustrating losses they've had, last night was the most understandable considering their top four
right.
leading scorers were all out. So, you know, frustrating, yes, but, you know, I think you try to move on from that as quickly as possible. But I think Finch has just reached a point where it's, look, you're more than halfway through the season. You're coming into the All-Star break. You gave it time. You've given it half the season to try to make things work or try to develop these habits. When, if not now, are you ever going to get that lesson as a team? And I think he hit, I don't want to say a breaking point, but a point where it's like, okay, he's gonna step it up a little bit. He's always very candid in film, and I would say that there's, you know, multiple times a year where there might be a film session, kind of like the one that they had before the Phoenix game. And I think he just kind of hit that point in the season where it's like, look, we need to really drill down here, get better on a night in, night out basis. We don't have any room for error anymore. We've used that in trying to figure things out. And now it's time to start putting wins on the board. And I think that's where they were at Wednesday. They come back and win Thursday in Utah. And obviously what happened last night happened. We'll see how they are going forward. But, you know, Ant was just out with an illness. So, you know, presumably he'll probably be back, I would assume, for tomorrow night.
All right. We hope so. Chris, thanks for the time. We appreciate you. Take a quick break. Huddle coming back at you next.